Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Drumming, and this time we dedicate it to all our Canadian brothers and sisters. There's some bad folks up in Canada. It's 30 degrees below zero wind chill factor. That's what I heard. And people are coming out in droves, in trucks, in cars, in foot, everywhere. I salute you, my Canadian brothers and sisters, for your courage, for your strength, for your bravery. So this time we're going to drum in the rhythm of the Canadian souls, the Canadian angels up there driving trucks and standing out in below zero wind chill weather, protesting, bringing in the revolution so we can all get busy doing our part to change this agenda, this evil agenda. One more time, let's do Becca Shea, bringing us the unity. Universe, universe, universe.
and heads, let us hunt some people for God. From every tribe and language, people, every nation, where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Is your God to rise and die?
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, Yahweh,
we're bringing us power through unity.
Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
God will try to come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your heart beat, I feel it.
Your heart beat,
I feel it.
Your heart beat,
I feel it.
Your heart beat,
I feel it.
Tonight we're hijacking the evil plan. Hijacking, what does that mean? We're taking over. We're moving out the evil plan. We're taking back our freedom. We're bringing back our sovereignty in the planet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. As you might expect, I'm excited. I was in tears just watching all the videos of what's going on in Canada. Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting. All across the
watching all the
people
videos.
Are driving their trucks, protesting on feet and below zero weather. Who does that? Only amazing, amazing souls. So I'm really excited. And I was a little surprised today to find out some people didn't even know what was going on. That means you're watching mainstream media or you're not watching any news. So that's maybe a good thing. But we want to bring you up to speed on the revolution that's taking place. Because guess what? Your part is just beginning. Now it's up to us to not comply. We are not going to comply anymore with the evil plan. The evil plan is coming down, starting in Canada. Now, for those of you who don't know what's going on and you're surprised at what I'm talking, you don't know what I'm talking about, I want to bring in the sounds of Canada today. so that we can all get excited about moving forward with the revolution. The revolution is continuing, and it started this week in Canada, truck drivers everywhere moving across. And now I hear it's spreading in the United States. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Get those trucks out. Let's go to D.C., wherever you need to go, but let's get the message out. We will not comply. We will not comply. But here are the sounds of Canada. In case you missed it, let's listen. We want it before we start our...
Why are you on Parliament Hill?
Why wouldn't I be? This is democracy. This is what democracy is all about. People believe that the government has overstepped with mandates, and they're here to exercise their democratic right. People give the government the power to act in accordance with their values. The government does not have any independent power. It is us that confer the power on the government. And where they overstep, the people have a right to voice their opinions. What we've seen in the last year with demonization of people, turning people against each other, the hatred that has been spewed from the highest levels is completely unacceptable. And the people have had enough. And so they're here to voice their opinions. And I support any peaceful act of democracy. And all I've seen here is loving, law-abiding Canadians expressing their voice, which they're entitled to do. So why wouldn't I be here, Andrew?
Do you feel like the Conservatives have done an adequate job at representing these people throughout the pandemic in the last couple of years, or even in the time that you've been in office the last few months?
Well, I've always spoken out. You've seen that I've always spoken out from the very beginning about things that concerned my constituents. I will always be a voice for my constituents, and I will never be silent. So I believe that MPs have said and acted in accordance with the voices of their constituents, yes.
For a lot of people, this is not about whether you're pro or anti-vaccination. It's about a more fundamental message, which is about government overreach. Is that resonating with what you're hearing from your constituents on the ground?
Absolutely. There are, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, it's about the mandates and whether or not these mandates are fair, whether they adhere to a public health principle, because that's what we're concerned about. We want everybody to be safe. We want people who are able to be vaccinated to exercise informed consent. That's what we're concerned about. So it's not about whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. It's about government overreach.
Thank you.
Canada, a 45-mile-long convoy and growing, and 45 is a 9. So guess who's involved here? I think the universe has a little energy going here for us. Energy is moving in Canada and all over the planet. People are watching this all over the planet. You can go to YouTube and see how many people are commenting on this event that took place all over the last, what, 3 or 4 days they've been traveling from British Columbia on the west all the way to Ottawa, and then every province in Canada is sending truckers into those cities, those provinces. So this is really exciting. As you can tell, I'm so excited that our Creator is moving on our behalf to bring down the people who have abused their power, over abuse of power in the last 2 years, and we're starting to see them come down. Why? Because people are taking action in trucks, no less. And in less 30-degree wind chill factor, that blows my mind just thinking about who would be out there. All these people out there with their warm jackets, clear muffs, and whatever. They're determined. 45-mile-long convoy and growing. And today is a 1 because it's January 3rd. Now, who would have thought that the end of January, and January is the 7th, so that's a number of perfection, number, divine number of perfection is January, the month of January 2022, 1. What 1, 2022 is 7. So we've been enveloped in the energy of a 7, the language of the universe of a 7 this month of January. And here we are coming to the end of it, and guess what's coming up? 2-2-2022. Whatever, it's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9. A 9 is coming up on 220. So we're going to be in the number 8, which is new beginnings. New beginnings for 8 for February. Woo! So what do we do now? What do we do now? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with you an audio Michelle Fielding made last month, actually, that gave us a picture or a look into the future possibly from her channeling of the Galactic, not the Galactic Federation, it's actually two other angelic beings that she hears from. But she talks about, this is what we do next, folks, in the month of February. We get ready for a new paradigm. We prepare for a new healthcare system. We prepare for more unity, more love on the planet, more loving our neighbors, less division. We prepare for taking down these corrupt leaders. I say let's put Biden and all his cronies in jail and all those who have been following him and promoting this scam. Let's put them all in jail. But here's what Michelle Fielding has to say, who has been channeling angels since a child. So as you listen to her, you make up your own mind whether her message is legitimate or not for us to think about the future. She talks about Nisara Jassara. Nisara Jassara are national and global economic resets. And these are things that will improve our life if you so choose to believe. So let's listen to what Michelle Fielding heard in December that she believes is going to happen in the coming year or years. Who knows?
Dear ones, the next few months are going to be dramatic for the whole of humanity as revelation after revelation becomes apparent and unfold a story so shocking to many that their entire energetic system will be forced to awaken to the truths of the current reality within which they have been trying to survive. The falsehoods and constructs, the false notions, will now fall away very fast. Light workers, your strength will now be required by the masses. Stay calm and allow people to come to you. We are the awakeners, not teachers. Stay in your center and step up your connections to Source, especially your grounding. Grounding keeps you protected from absorbing any outpourings of grief or misdirected anger, resentment, or frustrations. You are not anyone's punching bag, so it is okay to remove yourself from any such attacks, either directly or indirectly. Standing in your faith now will help you to maintain a stronger resilience. Lightworkers may find themselves under attack much more frequently now, as more and more unpleasant truths become apparent to the masses. There will be action taken against the social media and tech companies who have been enforcing restrictions on freedoms of speech. These class actions will be successful in correcting the balance of information on IT platforms, which are currently manipulated in favor of a narrative by the dark forces. The plasma infusions that President Trump has recently made reference to are a way to placate those members of society who, through fear, feel they need a vaccine. Vaccines are unsafe, and the plasma is a safer option being put into place for those who request it. The levels of the virus in the general population is vastly over-exaggerated to create a fearful controlling environment by the dark forces. But in time, this will only prove to serve the light as people start to awaken to the agenda of the elites. The executive order has been implemented to replace any mandatory vaccine agenda which is against divine law. The quantum financial system, blockchain, is now up and running, and its digital imprint will be used in order for people to vote securely. The blockchain technology cannot be manipulated, and those trying to use black money or illegal transactions going forward will be stopped, as will criminal activity, as the digital technology will be able to track criminals. As we move fully into the systems of Nestara and Jessara, the need for day-to-day work will fall away, as people will all be rewarded equally for being citizens of the world. Everyone will now be on God's payroll. The role of humanity going forward will now be to use their free time and abundance of resources to help other people or countries who are not yet up to the level of the new gold standard. Going forward, there will be no distinction between first world or third world. There will only be one world, and humanity will be free from poverty, illness, and draconian restrictions. Laws will move from maritime law to common law. Birth and death certificates will become obsolete. All the resources of gold, silver, and precious stones, which have been pillaged from the earth and its inhabitants, to only then be stored and hoarded by a few, will now be redistributed to the whole of humanity. The new blockchain technology of the quantum financial system is an artificial intelligence system which has a unique digital imprint for every citizen. It cannot be hacked. So voting systems, criminal systems, and banking systems can no longer be corrupted. The lesson of Nestara Jessara for everyone will be, how can I serve? You will no longer need to strive to survive, as every aspect of your life will now be abundant, financially, medically, spiritually. Once the new vibration of the Golden Age is integrated, then the cabal and the dark forces will no longer be able to survive. This is why they are currently fighting so hard to control you with manipulated viruses, lockdowns, masks, financial collapse. They are trying to impose draconian measures of surveillance, tracking, and control. But every part of their agenda has now been hijacked by the light. Now the people need to reclaim their right to their individual sovereignty, and they need to say, no, I am a citizen of the world and I am free. Every citizen needs to speak up. In the new quantum financial system, you will be rewarded by your vibration, by the love in your heart, by your connection to Source Love. In a world of free energy, med beds, which cure cancers, reverse aging, and cure illnesses through superior magnetic resonance, people will be free to live happy, healthy lives, just as God intended before the dark forces hijacked the plan for Earth. The date of 21-12-20 is a powerful gateway which will open to flood the consciousness of humanity with all these new perceptions so that they can move into their sovereignty with ease with grace. The new technologies, the new medical facilities, clean food, clean air, flowing abundance in all things. This, dear ones, is the golden age. More lockdowns will be necessary for some, as the final rescues of children in hard-to-navigate parts of the mountain ranges and underground tunnels will create large pockets of dangerous resistance. The lockdowns are for the protection of the citizens now. The white hats have control. Nisara Jasara will be implemented before, during, and after the USA elections in November 2020. The explosions around the world to secure the deep underground military bases are being felt as earthquakes, and some weather patterns and disasters are being manipulated by the dark forces as they fight from their final positions of authority. This will soon be halted. In Australia, New Zealand and Canada, Trump is in control of these areas, but the lockdowns will continue for the safety of the citizens until all military operations are complete to bring down the dark forces. However, the measures that restrict personal sovereignty should be fought for vehemently. These draconian measures are the dark forces trying to hold on to some semblance of power. People in positions of fame or at certain conventions may be computer-generated imagery, or CGI, and not the actual person. Education after Nisara Jasara will be totally free-flowing, as people learn to work and live in harmony from the earth, and study will not be compulsory. Instead, learning will all be competence-based, depending on what people enjoy doing for themselves or for others. For example, an artist will produce because of a connection to God or Source, and will paint for joy and not for the need of recognition or financial reward. The need for formal education going forward will become obsolete as communities develop and start to harness people's natural abilities and interests. They will harness these abilities and interests for the purpose of creating harmony and unity within the community. Dear ones, have faith. Your earth is becoming anew. It is upgrading every facet of your existence. All you need to do is have faith in God's plan for you all. This has been a channeling from Lord Maitreya and Lord Kutumi.
Now, Michelle Fielding,
dear ones,
pretty accurate in her channeling and her messages. And I've been listening to her on and off for the past year or so. She's been spot on about everything. And she doesn't give dates like some people, but she also talks about events that occur that are signs that the plan is moving forward according to the Galactic Federation, the angels, the invisible messengers that are all around us. So if you want to follow her, she's on YouTube, Michelle Fielding, F-I-E-L-D-I-N-G. She gives some beautiful messages of encouragement. As she said, have faith. Have faith in the Creator's love,
unmuted,
compassion that is with us always and that is guiding us, just as in Canada. It has, these people have surely been guided by invisible forces to bring this whole convoy into reality and into our vision, to give us hope. People are all just in tears for the hope that it's created to see these men and women being courageous in below zero weather, making a strong statement about no compliance and we're done with the masks, the mandates, and all the foolishness. So we're going to go to a commercial break. I've opened the mic of my executive producer, Naima Latif, who will bring us some words of from our sponsors. Thank you. Hang in there. We got some good news coming, more good news coming.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Talk Radio Studio, we are hijacking the evil plan that we have witnessed over the last 2+ years. We've witnessed it. That's the beauty of this corona adventure, this twilight zone that we've been in, because we were witnesses to all the evil on mainstream media. How about that? And even though mainstream media is not broadcasting the trucker convoy revolution, we are okay with that because we have enough sources now that we can look to give us the right news, the true news, and not the fake news. So our next step, I think our next step is to develop our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on what do we do? What's our responsibility? Well, our responsibility is to continue this revolution, this noncompliance. But we've got to know about quantum physics because what Michelle Fielding just shared with us about the Nisara, Jasara, and the quantum financial system. By the way, this quantum financial system is going to eliminate people's debt. I have heard several testimonies of from people on YouTube whose debt or whose loans disappeared overnight, and they don't know how or why. But this is part of the quantum financial system that is at work already, and it's about a system that is so advanced, but it's so in line with our Creator's plan for us to prosper, be in good health, and to have peace and joy on this planet. So how many of you know what quantum physics are? Raise your hand. I don't know. So I've uploaded a little education for us, because it's important we understand quantum physics, because that's what we're moving into in this new paradigm. Quantum physics will be at work in every aspect of our lives at some point in the near future. So I have a little audio called Quantum Physics for 7-Year-Olds. That's how I feel when this topic comes up. But you're going to be so much more educated after this hit audio that you won't have to answer that question with a no anymore. You don't need to know. So let's educate ourselves. Quantum physics education to hijack the plan. We got to know more than these tyrant leaders, this government.
So have you ever had this experience? You're having a chat with someone, and they're telling you something about a subject they're very interested in or they know a lot about. And you're following along, and then at some stage you realize you kind of lost the thread of what they're saying. And then you're standing there and you realize you've got absolutely no idea what they're talking about. I had this recently with a friend who knows a lot about investing, and something I don't know a huge amount about, but it's very important, very useful information. When he started talking about kind of diversified investment portfolio, blah, and unfortunately I went away with no useful information. So I think it's a situation we all are familiar with, and fortunately there's things you can do to improve this situation, which is what I'm going to talk about today. So I'm a scientist. I work in the area of quantum physics. And so I've been on both sides of this kind of interaction. I've both been the guy explaining the very complicated material to someone, but I've also been on the receiving end of lots of very kind of intense scientific discussions with my colleagues. And when this kind of breakdown of communication happens, I've noticed something interesting, which is that as a person who stopped understanding, you feel kind of guilty about it. But if you think about it, this is completely wrong. It's the wrong way around, because at that point in time, there's literally nothing you can do to understand better. But there is something that the other person can do to help you understand by finding a better way of explaining what they're talking about. And so during my experience in science, I found that the only way to survive was to kind of have the courage to politely stop the person who is explaining, say, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, and then try and go back and start off from where I'd lost the thread. And it does take a bit of courage to do this, because you're kind of admitting that you don't know, you know, the subject matter. But I think that's okay. And in fact, my fears were completely unwarranted. Generally, people respect you if you care that much about, you know, knowing the right information or care about, like, understanding properly. So I think we should never, ever feel bad about not knowing something. And we should never feel bad about asking questions.
Asking questions, yes.
So I do a lot of science communication, and science really has this communication issue with it, because generally the subject matter is very complex. And you might know scientists are always complaining about how their research is being misrepresented by the media, like drinking wine cures cancer. It totally doesn't, by the way. But on the other hand, you can kind of understand how journalists will maybe oversimplify things or get things wrong, because to explain cutting-edge research, you kind of need a PhD in the subject beforehand. And it's not something we can expect, you know, the media journalists to have in all the different scientific disciplines. So I think the world would be very well served by a whole load of people who are really, really good at science communication. People who understand the science but can also explain it in a way that the general public can understand. And this is important for many reasons, but one reason is you might know that just about all the science research that goes on around the world is publicly funded. So it would be nice if the general public could actually understand the work that their money is going towards. But for me, the even more important reason that science communication is good is because it's all so interesting. The research going on is so fascinating. It would be nice if people could access it. Take my field, for example, quantum physics. I find quantum physics to be a deeply interesting subject, but it's one that gets this reputation of being incredibly difficult. And that's fair. It gets complicated when you get down into the details. But it doesn't mean you can't talk about it at all. So let me get a show of hands. So put your hand up if you don't know what quantum physics is. And if you don't feel bad about it. Raise your hand. You know, own your ignorance. It's totally fine. Okay, right. So quantum physics is the description of the smallest things in our universe. So if you zoom right down, smaller than cells, down to the scale of molecules, atoms, and things atoms are made of, you know, subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, electrons. And it's describes how they all work and also how they interact with light. And the interesting thing about quantum physics is it's like the fundamental rules of the universe, and yet the things that happen there are so very strange. So I'll tell you a few of the phenomena that go on in quantum physics. One you might have heard of is called particle-wave duality. So you can imagine all these subatomic particles, these protons, neutrons, electrons, like little bouncy balls, kind of bouncing around, bouncing off each other. But sometimes you have to treat them as like spread out waves. And they kind of do both at the same time, which is hard for us to imagine. So I'll paint a picture. Imagine dropping one of these bouncy balls into like a pond of water. The ball would disappear, and then you get these ripples going out over the surface. Now imagine one of the ripples hits, say, a stick. All of the ripples on the surface disappear, and by that stick, suddenly a bouncy ball pops out again. It's kind of strange for us to think about, right? But this is the kind of behavior that goes on in the subatomic realm all the time. Another phenomena you might have heard is called quantum tunneling. So imagine I'm throwing one of these bouncy balls against a window. So it'd be like throw, bounce, catch. Throw, bounce, catch. Throw. It's gone completely through the window. It's not smashed it. It's not interacted with it at all. It's just suddenly on the other side of the window, and you can see it flying away. If we saw that, we'd think it was crazy, right? But this goes on in the subatomic realm all the time. In fact, it's the only reason we exist. So you might know that in the sun, the way it generates energy is through nuclear fusion. And nuclear fusion is when two hydrogen atoms come together and the protons in their nucleus bounce off each other. Now, if it wasn't for quantum tunneling, they'd bounce off each other and nothing would happen. What actually happens is they quantum tunnel into each other. And that's what lets them fuse and release the sunlight. And without sunlight, we wouldn't exist. So we can thank quantum tunneling for our existence. Another phenomena is called superposition. And it's a very fancy word, but all it means is something that can do opposite things at the same time. So, for example, I can spin around one way, I can spin around the other way, but what would it look like for me to spin around in both directions at the same time? We can't do that. We can't imagine that. But this is what these subatomic particles do all the time. And in fact, we can kind of do it. At least bits of us can. So if you've ever been in an MRI machine, what an MRI machine does is it finds all of the hydrogen atoms in your body. It makes them spin around in both directions at the same time in this superposition. This is what allows us to see inside people's bodies. So it's interesting that all of this physics seems so kind of abstract and remote from our everyday experience. And yet it's happening inside our bodies. We're made of quantum stuff, so it's happening everywhere around us. And it's not just MRI machines that we use quantum physics for. There's been a whole host of other technologies that come about because of our understanding of quantum physics. So one of those is our understanding of silicon allowed us to invent the silicon chip, which is in every single computer in the world. So the entire computing infrastructure of the world exists because of our understanding of quantum physics. And there's other things like lasers, they're quite useful, and nuclear power plants. And there's this other soundbite you might have heard about quantum physics, is that no one really understands quantum physics. Well, that's actually wrong. We do understand quantum physics very well, and you'd kind of hope that we did if it forms the technology of MRI machines or nuclear power stations. What they mean when they say that is that when we try and picture in our head something that can be both a particle and a wave at the same time, or something can spin around in two directions at the same time, we find it very hard to picture that in our heads, but we can describe it all very well using mathematics. So it's fascinating that something can be so counterintuitive on one hand, but yet can be so practically useful on the other. So I really enjoy explaining science to people. I make YouTube videos and also write kids' books for the age range around 7 to 11-year-old. And
so we've just been given a really elementary lesson about quantum physics. I hope that's helpful for everyone listening to sort of get a picture of what our future looks like. The MRI machine was fascinating to me because that's what that basic information about MRI machines is what's going to take us to the level of med beds, where med beds not only take a picture of what's going on inside of us, but they actually correct the problem or the imbalance. So this future is really somebody's asking me about whether I'm live streaming on Facebook. This future is fascinating, especially if you understand quantum physics, because what he just described as very elementary stuff for quantum physics and a scientist is that's like 10 years old probably, or maybe even older, because they've taken that to a whole new level. That's why we're going to have a quantum financial system that actually eliminates banks. And all of this is coming as we wake up and realize how powerful we are, how sovereign we are, sovereign beings, how creative we are, how loving we are. Because the universe and what Michelle Fielding talks about is looking for us to exhibit faith in a creator and a universe of quantum physics, things we can't even see, but that are inside of us and that we have the power to regulate and control. So let me go to the phones. We do have someone who has raised their hand, and we're going to need to go break in about 5 minutes. So let me go to the phone and open up 708-602. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Greetings and much love, my dear family. How are you doing this evening?
Much love to you too, Brother Eddie Harris, right?
Correct.
Yes, welcome.
I'd like to throw this in before you go to break, and then we can get
Thank you.
A little later. But
okay.
Basically, hopefully, expound on quantum physics for my people, and I want to make it plain for my people. We call quantum physics metaphysics. They just call it quantum because they're using the scientific while we're using the spiritual. And what I give, like he said, is learning how to explain this so we can all understand.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My way, making it easy, is showing us the number of the words, even quantum physics itself, explaining the spiritual side to the scientific that they're using, learning about particles and molecules and atoms, and we're the same thing, understanding this is no more than the universe informing us about us being a part of the celestial that they're giving and trying to understand. Because, again, that takes us farther away from understanding what they're trying to understand on the outside was actually happening on the inside.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Always taking us farther away from who and what we are by the distractions of where and who we are coming from within. We constantly say it's coming from within, and all the problems, like two, comes to problems. And the only problems we have are made by two people. It's the people who make the problems, because any problem they create, we have a solution.
Absolutely.
But that's all. And like I said, I just use the numbers to echo, because, again, if numbers don't lie, and you know the numbers to lie in truth, you know the words that's now in your face that resonate that number of lie and truth. You know what people are saying now. And, oh, my goodness, it's a beautiful thing. So,
absolutely.
Yes, this is what they're counting on.
Have you put any numbers to this trucker convoy and all that went on the last few days?
Well, only with the 11 that I'll be talking about dealing with medicine.
Yeah.
Medicine is 229, which is 2. That's Canada. Canada comes to 11, which is 2. And
what's
happening in Canada is called, I wrote this down and I got so much stuff, but, it's people's rights.
Uh-huh.
See? Because people is 2, or it comes to 20, and rights come to 36. 20 plus 36 is 56. There's your 11. People's rights. That rights come to 36, which is a 9, and I think he said it was 45 miles long, family, that 9. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the rights that people should be fighting for. See?
Right.
Because the rights are no more than the information that we pass on to one another.
Yeah.
That's all the rights are. If we don't know the information, we ain't got no darn rights. We don't know what we're talking about because we don't have the information to back up the rights that we claim to have. So, yes, you know, it's all
right.
Numbers. And I love
it. Yeah, I love that, too, that Canada is a 2 or 11. Yeah, that's pretty interesting because it's like, why Canada? You know, why do we have to wait till truckers went to did this in Canada? But the numbers tell it all. And it's spreading.
Yes. We just did what they call Happy New Year's comes to 38, which is another 2. See?
Right.
And New Year's come on January. That's the first month and the first day, the 2. And my numbers,
right.
Even though your numbers, and I love getting the other side because that's why you have 2 sides, 1 and 1. You said January.
Right.
It's 7, and my gematria January is 28, which is that 1. It's based on that same topic as that 1, see?
Right.
Tied.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's January 2022 that makes it a 7, but the January, you've broken it down as something as a 1, right?
Right.
Right.
See, because even the date you said, today's date being what?
A 10, I think.
A 1. Right, correct. A 1.
Right.
Which means, yeah, this is January, that 1. That 1 and that 1 again. See?
That's That is
and the one
so
more than information directly from the universe coming to through the air directly in our mind through telepathy, family. We so wrapped up on these cell phones and technology, we're not getting the telepathy information from the universe. It's in the air we breathe. That's the beauty of it. But all of these distractions keep us from the nature of even the air. Ooh, my goodness. We say it's in the air, it's in the sky. It's the same number, 11. Part of the universe, family.
Yeah.
We're all individuals. Universes coming together, understanding the plan to our part. We just don't know our part of the plan yet.
Hallelujah. So, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. Thank you, Brother Eddie Harris. That just gives us a bigger picture of love. When I think love, listening, overstanding, which to me is all about the numbers now. The language of the universe is overstanding. And then validating and engaging. So we're here engaging and communicating. And the communication we've been receiving the last 2 days was all about truckers and convoys and 45 miles. It's like, whoa, that's a nine. It's like, oh, my goodness. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to take the next two callers, 773-487. I know you've been waiting. And 706-202. We're going to take our callers. Then I want to talk about the richest person in the planet is creating a quantum computer. And we're going to talk about that quantum computer and how that relates to this new paradigm that we're all going into. It's all part of it. But this person's history is kind of interesting. I saw an interview by his mother. And how she raised this person says a lot about why he is who he is. But I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speak for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Monday, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. Well, thanks for listening.
And we're back. We got so much to cover. I'm going to do some quick commercials the next half hour or so. And we want to hear from you. I already know what I think, but I want to know what you think. What do you think about all that's going on right now in the end of January? Thank you so much, Brother Eddie, for helping us have overstanding, which is about understanding, overstanding the language of the universe, which is all about numbers. We need to pay attention to the numbers to know how synchronized we are with our Creator's plan. And this event in Canada was perfect synchronization according to the numbers. So let me hear from you. What do you think about all this activity going on? 773-487. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is up first. Kofi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Kofi. How are you?
You know, stand out this mess. I don't follow none of it. See, when you are a starseed, when you are in the world, in the other world, you're just watching the stage.
That's right. It is a stage.
It's a stage.
Yep, yep. Okay, are you there? Okay, are you there, still there, Kofi? Did we lose you? Okay, I think we lost Kofi. We'll come back to Kofi. Let's go to, I think this is Brother Kwame Sunhorse, 706-202. Your mic is open.
Well, good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening, Brother
Eddie.
Good evening. Kofi, and, you know, the topics are on point because, you know, this economic shift and this reset on this global control, and what they're doing is the truckers. If you look back a few, well, maybe in the 90s, we had a big truckers. Remember when they blocked off all the expressways when they were talking about the fuel? Truckers did the same thing down here. So what they're doing is it's because they understand that they are the way in which commodities get transported from point A to point B until they get the super rail in place. And the super rails are going to take out a lot of the trucking business because they've already got the electric trucks already in place. And what they're looking at is trying to find a way to look at controlling people's economics. And this is what, you know, the SEGARA, the National Economic and the Global
Right.
And that's what they're resetting. Because now they're looking at already, we're coming up on the Chinese New Year, which is on the 2nd. And that's in the alignment of Aquarius, because the new moon is the 1st, the Aquarius new moon. Then you have February 2, 2022, the year of the tiger. And so what we're looking at is there's a great reset, and the Aquarian new moon is part of the reset because of the Aquarian age. If we have an Aquarius moon, that means you have a Leo sun. There's always the opposite. So the lion is the sun, and the year of the tiger, two felines. And what we're looking at is we're talking about Russia, but Russia, China, and Iran are down there patrolling the waterways where the great oil passageways are going, and they're down there doing maneuvers and trying to control that area where the traffic lanes of the oil ships are to be traveling. We're having a great economic reset that's going to show man that, you know, they tried it with the pandemic, didn't work, everybody that caught on and finally seeing what's happening, and they're standing up for it. That's what the people in Canada are doing. This is what the people in Europe are doing. This is what most of the people in the underground are doing here in America, because they're being monitored more so by social media. They're being monitored, so they've gone underground, and they're maneuvering through that way. But what we're now is, like you were saying, you know, sit back, get your popcorn, and watch the show. The DI is showing us, the divine intelligence is showing us, and with Pluto being in Capricorn on 2/22/2022, it's a reset, because that's when this government alignment was set up 248 years ago in 1776. So all of these energies that are causing this, and even when you look at something, look at the calendar for February and look at the month of March, every day is in the same alignment. It starts on the 1st on a Tuesday. March 1st starts on the 1st on a Tuesday. They're all in the same alignment, and that's very rare you get the dates to fall like that. February and March fall in. Tuesday is the Groundhog's Day. Tuesday in March is Ash Wednesday.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of these are parts of a ritual, and if we understand how to work with the energy, we can begin to counter this than we do trying to make a 45-mile truck jam. You do more in having people in smaller groups be doing ceremonies and setting intentions and doing prayers and meditation and connecting with nature than you do, because Ross Bend, they're down there at the Gem and Mineral Show in Tucson, Arizona, where all of the gems from around the world are all in that one city for these 14 days that they usually come there. And they're there with that elevation of crystalline energy, and they're doing ceremonies, and they're buying up the crystals that's going to be used to help perform and protect the people. These are the situations in which we began to learn how to do battle with the situations that we're in.
Absolutely. And as Eddie Harris mentioned, the metaphysical aspect of this truck convoy is also playing out here. And so we're seeing so much energy playing out in this one event, like you said, with the crystals going on down there. And I almost think this Russia thing is another distraction. This seems like a distraction from, they always going to have their little war games of threat. There's always rumors of war.
But see, the thing that happens is that means Walmart, Whole Foods, all of them stores, how do they get the merchandise and the things in the store? By truck. If you got a 45-mile truck jam, the same thing they did when they jammed that ships up in the lanes over there in the Suez Canal. You made everything set back. So now you're going to get we're going to feel a reset, because when you go to the store and go, like, the shipments was tied up in Canada and they couldn't get them down here, so we ain't got nothing to put on the shelf.
Well, as you know, that to me is a good thing, because as you mentioned, you and I, we talked about, I think, on Friday, how the centenarians like Mr. Brown and my dad, they started out their life fasting. They were fasting at young ages, and I wanted to say that, well, they were in poverty, but you correct me and said, well, no, they were fasting. And so when the shelves get empty, guess what? You don't have any food to stuff in your mouth. You don't have any more items to fill your houses with. So better off to have nothing on the shelves to convince you that maybe you don't need to eat anymore for a while. But I want to go ahead.
No, it's just one challenge to that. Those centurions have been raised in a way to know how to survive in doing that. You have food addicts. You have food addicts. Will now be like junkies.
Right. Oh, well.
All right.
Lessons come hard sometimes. But here's a story I want you to hear about Elon Musk's mother, how she raised her children. And we're looking at Elon Musk because he's developing a quantum computer. He's already put in Tesla's techniques and works. He's working with that. But the man is a genius. And his mother is very vocal about how they lived as a family years ago. So it's only about 6 minutes. But I thought it was fascinating how she described their family life, raising this genius. And now he's this man who's so influential and really developing quantum physics in a big way. But here's his mother.
May is 72 years old. She is the world's oldest supermodel. She is a force to reckon with. She was a born adventurer. I bet you have heard of her children, Tosca Musk, the filmmaker, Kimball Musk, the restaurateur, and Elon Musk, who is today probably the most famous entrepreneur in the world.
Certainly was a hard birth. As any mother will contest to birth. He had a huge head. Really, you see how big his head is.
You started seeing the genius in Elon at the age of 3. What did that make you do differently as a mom?
I noticed that he could reason with me. And if I would say,
well, do that, then he would have a better idea. When he started reading, anything he read, he could he memorized. I mean, he listened these were volumes of books. Yeah, he always was very curious. And then when after paper was sold, he said, should I do space rockets, or should I do solar panels, or should I do electric cars? And I said, you just do one thing. And he didn't listen to me.
You were born to a couple that were adventurers, and they hopped on a boat and sailed from Canada to South Africa. And that adventuring never stopped. You grew up exploring the deserts of South Africa, looking for lost cities. Tell us about that sense of adventure growing up and what it infused in you.
Well, we were kids, and all our friends would go to the beaches. We had to go to the Kalahari Desert. And my dad had said when we went into the Kalahari Desert, he wanted to show we can rough it, you know? So we would sleep, you know, on the ground with a sleeping bag, and then you zip up the sleeping bag so the hyenas don't bite off your face. And then we had one cup of water, my twin sister and I shared it, so that we could wash our hands and face in at night. And then in the morning it was frozen, so we'd have to break the ice and then wash our hands and face. So you can live with very little.
Do you think there was something about that adventuring that your parents had that you later picked up and then infused into your children?
All my children have a survival skill that way. Yeah, my children don't have fear. Yeah, in the beginning when the rockets were exploding, well, I would just want to curl up and cry in a corner, where Elon would come out and say, now we find out what went wrong and we will do the next one right.
As I'm reading A Woman Makes a Plan, this very intriguing story about May, about how when she got her first paycheck, the first thing you bought was a carpet because you had no chairs in your apartment. So you just got a carpet so your kids could be comfortable. And then the second thing you bought was a computer for Elon and Kimball to sit in the carpet and play with that computer. The bareness of the upbringing is astonishing to me. And it reminds me of an interview I heard your son, Elon, give to Neil deGrasse Tyson. Elon said something about how he wanted to see if he could live on a dollar a day. And he found that living in an American dormitory, he could live in a dollar a day. He'd just go buy ramen noodles and he could survive. And he said that after he realized he could literally survive and not die on a dollar a day, it gave him the courage to do all of the other epic things he did in his life.
You know, the thing is, when you are trying to survive, then you don't go to the hairdresser. You have to cut your own hair, and I cut my children's hair. You can do without luxury. And funny enough, when my brothers and my twin sister read my book, they said, we didn't know you were struggling. You never complained. You never asked for money. I said, well, what would I ask for money for? To go to the movies or go out for dinner? Those are luxuries. We didn't have a problem with it. My children never complained, and they even said it was quite fun, you know?
So,
and you could get secondhand school uniforms, and, you know, you figure out things.
We have a leading question from Irina Shehostov.
Hi, my question is, what is the most important trait you want to instill in a child?
I like him to be considerate of others. He can just be kind to others.
Kindness, right? Kindness. Your children aren't just building businesses. Your children are building businesses that are actually, in a way, healing the world, right?
Okay. I mean, they're doing what I consider they're doing good things.
Like Elon wants to move the world beyond a carbon economy. He wants to back up the human species by colonizing Mars. Kimball is doing so much good work in terms of organic farming and farm to table. How do you install kindness and care in a child?
I was in a nurturing profession where I helped people to eat well, but they saw that people would come and see me, and then when they eat better, they're happier and they're healthier. And you could see that you're caring about other people. And then my parents were Canadians. They cared about everybody, too. My dad was a chiropractor. He kept people in better health. My kids are the same. They care. They find a goal that will help mankind or help, like, Tosca with her movies, her Passion Flix app, where she has romance movies where the men and women get the same pay and the female directors. And they romance stories with happy endings so that the women here are not abused, tortured, you know, violated. They are intelligent, successful, And but you know, drama. There's drama because it's a love story.
Thank you for ensuring that you raised children who were compassionate and wanted to heal the world, and not evil geniuses. Because imagine if Elon was an evil genius. We'd be freaking screwed.
I would never allow that. No evil. Do no evil.
So I just think her message is so relevant at this time in our history, where she promotes kindness toward other people and simple lifestyle. I mean, just did her son realize he could live on a dollar a day, and he did it, and now he's making rockets and promoting. I know, what do you think about Elon Musk? Some of you might have ideas about him, but what I want to play, if you don't have any comments or questions about his mother, May, her name is May, M-A-Y-E Musk. What do you think about him as one of the most wealthiest men on the planet, for one, and one of the most popular entrepreneurs? And what about his mother, the female influence in his life that promoted kindness as he was being raised? And this is where we are now with all the division that the authoritative figures have promoted over the last 2 years. This woman, I think, should be speaking all around the globe, or at least in Canada or wherever she is, to promote that kindness. She's one of the people that is out there with a history of kindness promotion. And that's what we're looking at going forward, is love, love, listening, overstanding, validating, and engaging with people like her. She's my kind of person, dietitian, promoting health, and promoting love and kindness. And then her son is working on a quantum computer. This is what we want to hear next, is what in the heck is a quantum computer, and why is he doing
it? Elon Musk might be grabbing the headlines for his exploits in space, which, needless to say, is not undeserved. When you dare to put people permanently on another planet and build the most powerful rocket that is also reusable, your revolutions are bound to attract attention. However, there is another revolution of Musk going on this planet that you might not have heard about yet, which will change everything as we know it. For years, Tesla has been working on what is the most powerful computer in the world, the powerful near-quantum supercomputer. What is this near-powerful computer, and how does it affect you as a person? Join us as we dive into Elon Musk finally revealing its new powerful near-quantum supercomputer. Is Tesla a car maker or an IT company? Tesla makes sweet and fast cars powered by batteries. It is even a leader in EV batteries, so it is not surprising that most of the world identifies Tesla as a manufacturer of battery-powered vehicles. However, the fact is, the Musk-controlled company is much more than that. And the line between a car-making company and a computer-based company blurs when Tesla is involved. For example, it is not without reason that Tesla has a market capitalization in the league of IT companies. With a market cap of over $1 trillion, Tesla rolls with the big boys like Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, far removed from companies from its own primary industry. Toyota, the second most capitalized automaker, has about one quarter of Tesla's worth, while Volkswagen, the third, comes in even lower at about one-eighth. Not surprisingly, Tesla has championed over-the-air updates to make its cars better by adding features or clearing bugs, just like Microsoft updates your personal computer or Apple releases an update for your iPhone. Speaking of software, Tesla is the leader in auto software. Tesla has in the past unlocked more battery capacity over the air, although not everybody liked the idea. Over the years, Tesla has refined its user interface so much that drivers use it without even thinking about it. Tesla even has games for you to play on your center console and Netflix for the times you want to chill inside your car. While that might be controversial sometimes, it shows how seriously Tesla takes software. And that's not to talk of hidden Easter eggs that make the ownership experience much more exciting. This is all why Musk said the Model S was not a car, but a sophisticated computer on wheels. Here is how Musk describes Tesla. Tesla is a software company as much as it is a hardware company. A huge part of what Tesla is a Silicon Valley software company. We view this the same as updating your phone or your laptop. That was back in 2015. Since then, Tesla has improved in both hardware and software, but the company is still as focused on the software. Most recently, Tesla's AI head, Andrei Kapathy, describes Tesla's car like this. We're effectively building a synthetic animal from the ground up. The car can be thought of as an animal. It moves around autonomously, senses the environment, and acts autonomously. One aspect that has been driving Tesla's innovation in the computing space is its self-driving technology. Many Tesla owners swear by the self-driving capabilities of their cars. While the capabilities are amazing, a Tesla car driving itself or working autonomously requires large amounts of computing power. However, using existing computing technologies is providing Tesla with subpar results. And as usual, when Musk can't get what he wants, he builds it. This is why Tesla unveiled the Near Quantum supercomputer it built in-house. The Near Quantum computer is every bit a supercomputer. It is very complex and powerful. Tesla required a computer platform for taking its self-driving technology to the next level. But since Musk could not shop for what he needed, he made the Near Quantum computer powered by the Dojo D1 chip, which provides stunning bandwidth and compute performance. This is what will train Tesla's massive neural networks. But the company has hinted they might provide its near quantum computing to other companies developing AI in the near future, bringing the benefits of Dojo to more of humanity. Tesla is building its near quantum supercomputer to handle the massive amount of video data captured from over their large fleet of existing vehicles, which it uses to train its neural net. Tesla was not satisfied with other HPC or high-performance computing options for training its computer vision neural net and decided they could create a better platform. Basically, Tesla's supercomputer has been designed for just one problem, which is not unusual. However, due to its general-purpose design, it will be suitable for other industries and applications like deep learning, optimization simulation, and NLP. Tesla isn't the first to build a supercomputer because there are many supercomputers all over the world. For example, there is the Fugaku in Japan, capable of 442 petaflops of computing power. There are also the Summit, Sierra, Perlmutter, and Selene, all in the US. Other countries with top supercomputers are China with its Sunway Tahu Light and Germany with the Joules. You might have noticed that Tesla's supercomputer, capable of about 68.75 petaflops, is lower than some of the supercomputers mentioned here. However, what is interesting with the supercomputer is that for what it is built for, no other supercomputer can come close to it in performance. Supercomputers already are being used to accelerate medical research and drug development because they are capable of quickly processing massive amounts of data. In fact, researchers have relied on supercomputers to power COVID-19 research since the pandemic began in early 2020. But other industries also are leveraging the extra processing speed of supercomputers, which are being used for oil and gas exploration, space exploration, climate modeling, financial modeling, 3D modeling, weather forecasting, consumer product design, digital security, where it's used for brute force code breaking, and nuclear test simulations. The D1 chip, part of Tesla's near quantum supercomputer system, uses a 7-nanometer manufacturing process with 362 teraflops of processing power. The D1 chip boasts 50 billion transistors. When it comes to processors, it absolutely beats the current record held by AMD's EPYC Rome chip that has 39.54 billion transistors. Now, the fact that a 7nm process has been used to fabricate the chip tells us that Tesla used either Samsung or TSMC to make it happen. However, it is more likely that Samsung built it, since it is also Samsung that fabricated Tesla's HW3 chip. Tesla places 25 of these chips onto a single training file, and 120 of these tiles come together across several server cabinets, amounting to over an exaflop of power. Tesla's supercomputer is powerful because Musk believes squeezing more performance out of the computer system used to train the company's neural network will be key to progress in autonomous driving. Near quantum computing will make everything faster, and Musk illustrates the change this way. If it takes a couple of days for a model to train versus a couple of hours, it's a big deal. Some car companies use neural networks to identify objects on the road, but Tesla is relying more heavily on the technology with a single giant neural network known as a transformer receiving input from 8 cameras at once. Transformer models have provided big advances in areas such as language understanding in recent years. The gains have come from making the models larger and more...
Oh my goodness, is there no end to what we can create in the way of computers and quantum mechanics, it's quantum energy? Oh my goodness, it goes on and on and on and on. He sounds like a robot. But let us talk about the most advanced computer ever created when we come back from the break. The most advanced computer ever created is our human body. And we have yet, I think, to tap into all the potential that this body can produce. And starting with our great command center, the brain. So now that we've seen what the human mind can create in the way of 45 miles of truck convoy, that's just amazing to me that somebody put all that together. But if we can create something that powerful, just imagine what we can do when we stop being distracted by the elites and the overpowered maniacs in authority throughout the world in the way of government. So when we come back, we're going to activate some of this advanced computer called the human brain. We'll be right back after this message.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back, and I hope that after this week's event that you and we are more excited about promoting the new healthcare system, the new healthcare system that hijacks the evil plan that says we need a prescription or we need an injection or we need surgery or we need all the things that have brainwashed us into thinking that this advanced biological computer is not able to correct, balance, and heal whatever is going on in the body. So we want to go into some meditation as usual because that is so very key to activating the energy, the powerful energy in this computer. So we're going to start off with a 5-minute meditation to just jumpstart the activation, the energy that we all need to go forward in the new month, in the new year, all the things that we see before us that can create a more peaceful, harmonious atmosphere inside of us and outside of us. Thank you. Now, another aspect of activating our biological master computer is our words. I listened to someone today talk about how I am unwell. And she said that more than once, and I thought, ooh, that's why you're unwell, because those type of words that are not affirming your greatness, but instead are reminding yourself of the imbalance that you're in, are what keep people unwell and sick and tired and low in energy and not in the quantum activation of your quartz system. I think it was someone texted me about the power of the quartz, not only on the outside of you, but guess what? We are liquid. Our body on the inside is liquid crystals. We are made of liquid crystals. So here's just a quick affirmation of that is more powerful than speaking negative words that don't activate this quantum energy. So we need more and more affirmations of power. I am powerful. I love.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful.
Meditation for us before I give you some powerful I ams for your chakras. We have seven chakras that we are more aware of, but they're actually even more than seven that are in our aura and above our heads. But as we listen to these phrases, my favorite, earth, my body, water, my blood, think about the words that people bring to you each day that don't vibrate with this truth about who we really are. And we want to start changing that as we go forward to manifest the powerful, sovereign, empowered beings we are. And then I want to give you, before we leave, some powerful I am statements, affirmations for every chakra, all the seven chakras that you have working inside your body. Breathing, one more breathing together.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of these, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Too many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth my body, water my body, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my body, earth my body, earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my.
Deep breath in, taking that truth. It's going to open up, I didn't know. Okay, 708-602. That's Brother Eddie Harris. And did you have another comment? I saw your hand up. But I didn't know if it was up the second time. Brother Eddie Harris? Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I'm loving everything, and like I said, everything adds up, again, for me, with the metaphysics to the quantum physics as using that D-Wave computer. When you see it comes up to 57, and this is why we are constantly talking about 57 no more than being 5G. That's part of this D-Wave. D-Wave is the supercomputer that has been building for some time now. This is nothing new.
I totally agree. Nothing new, but the more we hear about things like that, the more I go inward realizing, whoa, I'm pretty powerful myself. So thank you, Brother Eddie. I've got, I think this is Mama AZ who has raised her hand. Mama AZ, Paris, how are you this evening? Your mic is open.
Thank
and
us.
You got an echo.
Thank us.
Dr. V, I give thanks to Brother Ed, Brother Harris, and Brother Kwame, Brother Kofi, and especially you for choosing the subjects that you choose to enlighten this planet and other planets out of our solar system. It amazes me how you bring forth information that I wonder about. I get downloads and I'm not clear. However, you, Brother Kwame, and Brother Harris have made some things clear. That is why it is so important that you go back and you look at, sister, you know who I'm talking about. Good grief, he just went out of my brain. The sister that has, she's all over the YouTube now. Good grief, what's going on here? All right, sister, you know who I'm talking about, sister. Remember I asked you to get her on the show. She and Dr. Blair, Phil Valentine, Bobby Hemmett, along with Sister Minister Williams, and many others, many others, came through a portal here or there in Miracle Valley, Arizona. And Sister Myra, big grief. Why did they leave us? Oh, yeah, Sister Myra. Well, and even the lady that you played tonight, please send me that because she is so on point about everything that she said. And I just give thanks because that 14 days that I was out there camped out in the resting spot, which is a cemetery, everything that I have been downloaded with, that I was downloaded with when I was there in Miracle Valley, you are just confirming, even with Brother Kwame and Brother Harris. And I thank you so much. So please send me that. Get in touch with Sister Myra because you're on point. And one other thing that I want to ask you, where is this truckers protest in Canada? Where is that in reference to the mission that they unearthed those bodies?
I don't really know.
Okay, if somebody can tell me, because I was on my way there in 04, I had no idea that was where the ancestors were taking me to, but the county money at the border, Alberta, would not allow me to go into Canada. Not because I didn't have papers or anything, but there were other reasons. Well, I have to talk about at another time. But if anybody can let you know where that is in reference to the protesting, I want to know. There's a reason. I want to know. It's significant. So thank us.
Well, they're protesting all over Canada. The trucks have spread out all over Canada. You got a really bad echo. They started on the west coast of Canada, and they moved all the way to Ottawa, and that's where the camp out is right now because that's the capital, I believe. And that's where Trudeau's stationed, and that's where his headquarters. And Trudeau has left the plant, left town. He escaped because they were afraid for his life, I guess. So I'll see if I can find out more about that. But interesting, when I was looking at a video, one of the truckers had a sign on their truck that said, sure, you can trust the government, just ask any native. Sure, you can trust the government, just ask any native. So what a sarcastic statement to make for the Native Americans, who are the ones who should really not be giving in to this tyranny after all that they've been through, not to mention the natives, us, but the Native Americans as well as African Americans who have been bamboozled and have been tricked by our government. But real quick, I want to give you a chakra meditation for each chakra. On your first chakra, if you have anything going on in your lower first chakra, your root chakra, the most powerful I am statement you can make is, I am fully grounded and supported, because that is the root, from your hips down to your feet is where that energy is being manifested and generated. When you have an imbalance in that, your root chakra, it's going to be in your legs or all the way down to your feet. So I am grounded, fully grounded and supported would be an excellent affirmation for your root chakra. For your sacral chakra, I am creative and strong. I am capable, because your sacral chakra is your creative energy, reproductive area, and element is water. So I am creative and strong. I am capable. Your solar plexus, which is all about your self-esteem, I am a powerful, radiant, magnificent being of light, because solar plexus has to do with the energy of fire. Your heart chakra is your inner nurture, element of air. I love and accept myself just as I am. So many people have trouble in this heart chakra area because they've been told that they were nothing, that they're not accepted, and they're not deserving of love. So stating I love and accept myself just as I am is a powerful energy affirmation to change the energy in the heart area. In the throat chakra, I am calm, confident, and centered. Brings a special love energy to the area of the throat, which is communication and sound. And then your third eye chakra, the sixth chakra of insight and light, is all about, I am connected with my highest truth. I am at all times safe, loved, guided, and protected. Strong affirmation. And then finally, your crown chakra, higher knowledge and thought. I am love. I am joy. I am freedom. I am peace. Let me repeat that one again, because we're moving into some powerful energy of seeing a freedom manifest. From the energy that started this week in Canada, I am love, I am joy, I am freedom, I am peace. So those are just a few, and I hope you'll look into finding even more of more affirmations that can motivate you and drive you into a more powerful biological computer operation, quantum energy working, and with all those crystals activated. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. Olga will be with us tomorrow on Monday morning.
We've come to the end of our show. You can hear every show.
Thank you, Belga, and Boban football trainers this evening and the Facebook family. Everybody have a beautiful week. Tomorrow's the last day of Denver. Make the most of this number 7 energy that now we're moving into an 8 energy in February. Oh, my goodness, you know what's going on in February, but just to prepare yourself.
That's
www.ai.ai. Just fly. First, love yourself.
Watch our TV shows.
Alone and
shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say, thank you. To our family in China, Xie
Xie.
India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamida. Russia, Basiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, John Kujung. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie.
Egypt,
Shukran. Ghana, Madasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Giabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God bless you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.